everyone, welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Mr. Zaman and here's what I bring to you all from the world of medicine. Liver dialysis device safe and effective for treating severe liver failure. The first successful inpatient trial of liver dialysis has been completed by researchers from UCL, the Royal Free Hospital, UCL Spinout, Yakrit and their collaborators. The Dialiv device, invented by researchers at UCL's Institute for Liver and Digestive Health, was found to be safe and was associated with substantial improvement in the severity of symptoms and organ function in a greater proportion of patients with acute on chronic liver failure, or ACLF for short, when compared with patients receiving standard of care. This study is the first in-human randomized controlled clinical trial of a liver dialysis device. It was performed with the aim of assessing the safety of Dialiv to treat ACLF patients and to observe its clinical effects. A total of 32 patients were treated with Dialiv or standard of care for up to 5 days, and the outcomes were recorded at days 10 and 28. The results showed that Dialiv treatment was associated with significantly faster reversal of ACLF compared with standard of care, with ACLF resolving in about twice the number of patients. 2 years after confirmed infection, more than 1 in 6 unvaccinated people report health effects of COVID. Around 1 in 6 unvaccinated individuals say they are still experiencing health effects of COVID-19 up to 2 years after infection, finds a study from Switzerland published by the BMJ recently. The findings show that 17% of participants did not return to normal health and 18% reported COVID-19 related symptoms 24 months after initial infection. Their findings are based on 1,106 unvaccinated adults with a confirmed SARS-CoV-2 infection between 6 August 2020 and 19 January 2021 and 628 adults average age 65 randomly selected from the general population who had not had the virus. Immune checkpoint inhibitors anti-tumor response improvement and minimizing side effects. Scientists at Tohoku University have discovered a novel approach that improves the efficacy of immune checkpoint blockade, or ICB, a novel form of cancer treatment utilizing immune checkpoint inhibitors, or ICIs, and minimizes the associated side effects. They demonstrated that using ICIs to target tumor-positive lymph nodes generates a robust anti-tumor response against both local and systemic metastasis. The research team hypothesized that metastatic lymph node-targeted ICB could improve the anti-tumor response while uncoupling it from IRAEs. That's all for today. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for latest updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.